Okay, Beis Hashem, tonight we're up to Simin Kuf Chaf Ches, Sif Lamin Ches, page 16 in Chelek Beis, the halachos of Nesias Kapayim, and we're going to discuss the halachos of drinking when one is doing avoda, drinking wine, doing Nesias Kapayim. Now some of these halachos are going to hearken back to Simin Sadi Tes and Chelek Aleph about the halachos of Shasui and Shikur L'Tfilah. So what I'm going to do is summarize briefly a couple of points from Simin Sadi Tes as far as someone who drank wine and the halachas. So the halacha differentiates, according to the Ramah, Sadi Tes Aleph, between Kriya Shema and Tefillah on the one hand, and Shar Brachos. When it comes to Shar Brachos, so then an individual who drank, so then he's allowed to make Shar Brachos, except if he's reached the Madrega of Shikur Kalot. So if he reaches the Madrega of Shikur Kalot, the Mishnah Berurah explains over there in Sifkot and Yud Aleph in Sadi Tes that he has a Din Shota. In such a case, he has a status of a Shota. However, when it comes, and otherwise, if he's prior to that point of Shikur Kalot, even if he's not able to be Medaber Lefnei HaMelech, in such a case, he could still make Brachos. However, the Ramaz of the opinion that Kriya Shema is the same as Tefillah, and by Tefillah everybody agrees that if a person has drunk an amount that he's not able to be Omid Lefnei HaMelech, so then in such a case he is not allowed to daven. So now let's, with that in mind, with those categories in mind, let's begin the halachas of a Kohen who's drunk. So the Mechaber writes in Sif Lamiches, Kuf Chaf Ches Lamiches, Shasa Revias Yayin Bebas Achas, if he's drunk a Revias of wine at once, Lo Yisa Es Kapov, so then he cannot do the Duchani. Shasim Pif Shnei Pamim, O Shnasan Socha Mat Mayim Mutter. Now these are particular halachas, explains the Mishnah Berurah in regards to Avoda B'Migdash. The halacha is that a Kohen, as we know, that immediately after the death of Nadav Aviyu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands that it's usher for a Kohen to do Avoda if he is a Shesui Yayin. To have a halachic status of a Shesui Yayin, such an individual needs to have drunk a full revius of wine at once. Or as opposed to, let's say, if he's drunk it Shteipamim, says the Mechaber, then he doesn't have a Din Shesui Yayin. Or if he's added a little bit of water inside. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out that Dirshu sharply points out that the Mishnah Berurah over here is emphasizing that this is defined as the halacha of avoda b'migdash. This is a halacha of avoda b'migdash. And in regards to avoda b'migdash, in such a case, a shesui yayin is only one who drinks in such a manner. However, one could argue that in regards to tefillah, so then if a person drank a revius, in such a case it could very well be, even if he was mafsik beinayim, in such a case he would still be pasur for tefillah if he can't be omed lefnei hamelech. As we saw, that there's a halach of omed lefnei hamelech in regards to tefillah, in contrast to shar brachos. Here there's another halacha of the psul de araisa of avoda b'migdash. V'im shasa yoser revius, if it's more than revius, afal pishu mazug, v'afil shaso kam upon lo yisas kapav, ad yosir yeno me'elav. So in such a case, he needs to be make sure that the effects of the wine have left him. So that means in halacha lemaisa, what emerges is a few points. Again, the Dirshu points out that we saw that the avoda is what's possible per se by Nesias Kapayim, and therefore the halachos are going to be different. When it comes to somebody who davened, who davened and he had drunk, so there, the only time the tefillah is a toeva that he has to repeat, what's another halach in Simin Sadi Tes, if he's reached a shikra shalot. Here, however, if he's a Kohen who drank a revius of wine, even if he didn't reach a Shechrus Shalot, in such a case, he's not allowed to. And according to most opinions, that if he'd be Ola Beduchen, he would have to be Yoreid. There would be a requirement for him to be Yoreid. In terms of practical examples, as I started saying before, Halacha Lemaisa, let's say there's a Kohen that needs to make Kiddush, needs to eat before Musaf, so then the Eitzah would be, if he himself has to make Kiddush and there isn't somebody else, so then the Halacha would be that if he drinks a revius of our wine, most of our wine is already diluted, and therefore the Dirshu Mishabura quotes from the Be'er Halacha later on in Reish Pei Vav, that even if it has a little bit of wine, it will be acceptable for a Kohen in such instance. Similarly, another nafkamina, which would apply differently than in Hilchos Tefillah, is that the Chai Adam in Klal Lamibay Siv Zayin writes that if he drinks a revius in two gulps, so then in such a case as well, that will remove the problem in regard as far as a Kohen is concerned. As far as the din of Omei Lefnei HaMelech, that's going to be a separate shaila. They say, and of course, there's another tchum of halacha where this applies, and that is that's asar for a rav to be mora ha-ra'a if he's drunk a revius of wine. So that's yesh lodin, in what category it's going to fall. Clearly, it's not our simon of the halachas of avoda, and what are the parameters? Whatever the parameters are, they say an amazing story that Rav Yashiv was once asked a shaila about Hilchos Tkiyah Shofar, and he was in the shul prior to his own Tkiyah Shofar, and he said to the person, "Come back to me, I need to go home." So he went home. He asked that he should come back in a half hour, 45 minutes. So that became a big ha. Everybody was wondering why, because Rav Yashiv always to always answer on the spot. So that was very, very strange for him that he didn't answer the shaila on the spot. So everybody wanted to know, asked his gabbai when he went home, which sfarim did he open up, because they wanted to look into why he thought that the shaila was so particularly complicated. So they said, we didn't see him look up any sfarim. He just, he took a nap. So Rav Yashiv explained, he had the answer to the shaila, but there's halacha, asr to be mora halacha with when one is when it was a shasui. So that didn't contradict anything as far as that's concerned. Now, as far as Simchas Torah goes, so the Levush brings down that the minhag was not to duchen on Simchas Torah because many people used to get drunk. The Elyo Rabba says that in Prague they would go up for duchening. So again, if the Kohanim did not reach the Madrega of Shichrus and they didn't drink Yayin Bibasa Achas, and most of our Yayin is Mozug, Mi'ikr Dedina, it would seem that it would not be a problem. Mari Rabbi Rav Neman Sal Shlita brings down that, of course, based on what we had said in regards to Ilchos Tefillah on Purim, a person should daven mincha before they drink at the Seuda, because the chatchil, you're supposed to be in a state of lefnei hamelech, and if a person is shikur, and if he's then in such a case, the tefillah could chas v'chalila be a to'eva. And he says he should really wake up himself if he's taken a nap, and he should not be woken up by others, because that is the only way in which one could be sure that the effects of the wine have already left him. What's that?
An alarm clock included?
No, because it's not the pshat that he wakes up. In other words, the chumrah, alarm clock would not be enough. The effects of it, one has to be careful about. Correct. There was something in the back of my head that I wanted to remember. What about grape juice? What a grape juice. So in the Chuvas Oz Nedabru from Reb Zilber, he writes that it's even better than Yayin Megiso that we learned is mutter according to many opinions. Certainly grape juice would not be a problem for the Kohen to duchen. Now Mayri V'Rabi, Rav Nevensal, says that there's no problem to daven after grape juice. That would not be a problem for a person to daven after drinking grape juice. However, his lashon is shebe migdash aser lavod shesui mitzanavim, that in the migdash it will be aser for someone to do avoda, because the iser there is to drink wine. Lav davka is there a psul in shichrus, as we saw. Then when it came to davening, there's a psul shichrus here. When it comes to avoda, there is a halacha that shisu yayin is going to be also. The Torah doesn't say a shikr can't do avoda. It says a shisu yayin. So I have to ask my Rebbe if he would agree with the Uzna Dabra. I think the Minig Olam, of course, is to be Mekel, but I have to ask him how that would fit. I did not get that opportunity between when I started preparing. I was preparing already this evening, and I haven't seen him between now and then. So, Bezer Hashem will ask it. Sif Lam Test. Lo yirbo echad me'advarm hamonim nesiyas kapayim, afo bishenim midagdeik b'mitzvahs, v'kol om ra'anim achrov noseis kapov, she'ein shar averis monim nesiyas kapayim. So previously we had learned that there are a couple of averis that don't allow a individual who's a kohen to do nesiyas kapayim. One of those averos are ritzicha. We also saw that there are a couple of others that we had mentioned earlier in Sif Lamed Zayin. A mumar lo yisa es kapav. But most other averos points out the Mishnah Berurah. An example of that is v'chol ha'am meraninim acharav sif katan kuf mem dalet. Hainu shein medag mitzvahs afinu hainu afil mitzvahs chamuras karayas afil rinun shen emes shumafursam lakol berushasa. Nevertheless, the kohen could do the duchening. And the Mishnah Berurah gives a very powerful reason from the Rambam. In Sif Katan Kuf Mem Vav, the Rambam has a very powerful line. V'atam kosa ramal fishes u'mitzvot asay al kol koin v'koin sheroin l'siyas kapayim ve'ein omrim la'adam rasha hosef resha v'imana mina mitzvot. We don't say to a person to that hold him back from the mitzvah. V'al tisma v'tomer, just because he did other averes, we hold him back from that. And don't wonder, u'matol birchas head yitzeh she'ein kibul habracha toli b'kanim elevat kadosh baruch hu. The bracha is not dependent on the kohen. It's never dependent on the kohen. It's really only dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only thing is, the only caveat is, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he's possible because of the Xeris HaKosov that we spoke about before, so then the kohen can't do that voda. But a very, very powerful thing. At the end of the day, it's not the kohenim that's giving the bracha. It's Kucha Brichu. At the end of the day, if a person goes to a tzaddik, he taps into a kach, but ultimately the bracha comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that the tzaddik is the one who is poyel the Yeshuas. Kucha Brichu, b'chvoide uva atzmoi, is the poyel Yeshuas. Siv Mem, koyin shenasa grusha lo yisas kapov. If a koyin violated the pasuk in Parshas Emor and he married a grusha, he cannot duchen. And that, again, this is a particular psul of kahuna, unlike the other psulim of arayos. Ve'ino abin go kedusha, and we don't give him the mitzvahs of kedusha. Afil dukro b'tor rishon, included getting is that is getting the first aliyah. Afil gersho mesa pasul at shi'ida arna al das ram me'anoshim shu aser bem. Then the halacha says that he's aser forever until he has shown through a neder al das rabim that he is not going to be married to such a woman, and then in such a case, that would be considered a tshuva shalema that would allow him to do the avodah. Okay, we'll stop over here. No, it's a little too.